Hey guys, it's Lini and I'm back with another podcast. But as usual, before we get started, don't forget to like, follow, and comment, and also drop me an email if you have any questions that you want me to answer, any topics that you want me to talk about, or even if it's a story that you may want to tell me and I'll read on the air. So email me at asksex1989@yahoo.com, asksex1989@yahoo.com. Also, just a note, I'm gonna do podcasts twice a week now. I was just getting a feel for it to see what it is that I wanted to do. So I decided that I'm going to do a podcast every Monday and every Friday. Now, I don't know if I may do a podcast next week Friday since it's Valentine's Day. Maybe I'll do it in the daytime since I'll be off work. But I got an email and it's a very interesting one, to be honest. It's more so asking me things about myself. So let's just read it. So the email says, I just stumbled across your podcast and I must admit that it was the hottest thing I ever heard. You seem quite open and I wonder if you discuss your fantasies. I'd love to hear whether or not you're into public sex. Have you ever let your lover take you in a public place? Lastly, have you ever thought about streaming your show? I'd love to see you when you're discussing the nasty things that you do, or at the very least, include a picture so I can see the small framed big ass girl that I imagine you to be. I think that is such a cute email. Now, to other people, it may be offensive to them, but to me, I find this to be very cute, like I said. So let's just do a little about me, okay? So that, you know, everyone can have a clue of who this girl is that's sitting here and discussing such sexual things with crazy openness like I do. So I'm 24 years old and I'm a Leo. I was born in August. Both of my parents are Dominican. They're from DR, so I am Hispanic, but I'm a brown skinned girl. I'm 5'4", like 125 pounds. Like I said, I've been in a relationship for almost 4 years with the same guy. I consider myself a very open-minded freak. I'll try almost anything once, except like weird shit, like crazy weird shit, but like, well, whatever. But let's see, what else do you guys don't know? Oh, I'm 110% a vegetarian. I know that that's probably shocking. Oh my gosh, a vegetarian freak. What else? No children. I do work and I'm a nurse, so that could, you can put that in your steamy images of me. A freaky vegetarian nurse. Doesn't that sound hot? I'm very short and I like dressing up in costumes as far as sex goes. So I like being a little schoolgirl with the pigtails or dominatrix. I like wearing the like 6-7 inch heels, the stripper shoes. I like making porn. I like looking at porn. I like reading porn. I love listening to music, R&B, hip-hop, rock, classical, all that good shit. So, but as far as fantasies go, I would say that my fantasy is to have a six-up. Me, my boyfriend, and three girls in two boys. Is that six people? Me, him, three girls, and one boy. I'm sorry. So I would really like to do that, and I want us all to be dressed up. I want it to be like everything covered in plastic, like plastic on the floor, and we're all just like shiny as fuck with like baby oil all over us. That's something that I would wanna do as far as that goes. Also, what I'm gonna do is I'll link in the description box of this podcast my social media websites so that you guys can interact with me on there. You can see my posts, you can see me, see who it is that you guys are listening to, and all that good stuff. As far as the second part of your question, asking whether or not I have ever, you know, fucked in public or anything like that? Yes, I have. I'm gonna tell you guys a story. One time, it was my birthday. I was 21. And my boyfriend wanted to come see me, but he had some place that he needed to go. So he came to see me, and it was crazy because he was in his car and he was like driving like a maniac. And so I'm saying, why is he driving like he's crazy? And he was saying, he's like, you know, I have to go, but I wanted to come say happy birthday to you, and I also wanted to fuck you really quick. So my aunt and my uncle and my two cousins were home, so we couldn't go in the house. And they're very religiously strict people, so there was no way that we was fucking inside of the house. So I was sitting in you know those, all right, we live in a house. Well, I don't live with them anymore, but they still live there. But it's basically a table, and you know the umbrella, that big brass umbrella that opens up in the summertime, and the chairs. So I'm short, right? So I stacked the chairs up, and I sat in the chair, didn't have any underwear on. I never wear underwear. Really, I mean, I wear thongs and stuff, like, you know, just to not to chafe or whatever, but normally I don't wear underwear. So, and it was summertime, it was August, so he just moved my shorts to the side. He was already super hard, and we fucked right there outside and didn't care if anyone saw. Then it was another time where we were outside, and I want him to eat my pussy, and he did it right on outside. I've sucked his dick outside before, and it was crazy because the neighbors across the street were sitting outside, and they were on their front porch just like we were on ours. I don't know if they saw or not. I didn't give a fuck because I wanted to suck his dick, so I did it right there outside. And because, you know, you can't come all these different places, you know, he had to come in the one place that, you know, we should find not to get on anything except that one spot. So it came in my mouth. What else? Where else did we have sex outside? Oh, one time we were in the park and he was on the swing. Now, the swing we were in was not the rubber ones, it was like hard plastic. So I was able to get on his lap and put my knees on each side of the swing, and while he's swinging, like, I'm riding him while we're both swinging on the swing. It was like the most beautiful, invigorating, perfect, empowering thing that I've done, and I'd do it again if I could. You know, like I say all the time in my podcast, that I am all for pleasing your partner and pleasing yourself and being open. So, you know, I would not mind having public sex again. I don't care if people see. It's times where we're at home and we have all the lights on and we have professional lighting, because like I said, we do have our own porn for ourselves to watch, and I like it to look really good. So we have that, and sometimes he likes to open up the blinds, and I'm like, you know, people can see us, and he's like, I don't care. And that kind of turns me on, you know, because I'm like, you know, he wants people to see. It's been times where we're at the movies or out at dinner or something, and if we're in the booth and I just feel, you know, horny, I'll grab his dick right there just to let him know. It's times when we're in the elevator going up to our apartment and I can't even wait till we get in the door, like, I'm gonna start fondling you in the elevator. And we have cameras in our elevator, so, you know, whoever sees. It was one time where my uncle said that he saw me, and I honestly didn't give a fuck if he saw me. Like, he was like, you know, I saw you guys outside, and I was like, okay, I don't care if he saw me and him outside, doesn't matter. But yes, there's been times where, you know, if he, you know, just wanted to make me calm or something, he just sucks on my nipples when we're outside. He just pulls my titties out and sucks on my nipples, and there you go. So, but thank you so much for that email. I appreciated it, and I hope that I answered your question above and beyond. As far as streaming goes, I've never even thought about that. I would really want to know some of your stories. That's what I really would like. So I'm hoping that I answered your question. And if you have any other questions, any of you, you know, just feel free to drop me an email. Any question, doesn't matter. I'm open to talking about virtually anything with you guys. So once again, email me at asksex1989@yahoo.com. And like I said, I'll also link my social media in the description so you guys can connect with me on that and see me on there, you know, see my life, see what I'm about. So we'll do that. But until next time, you guys, always remember, have a sexual appetite, always be willing to please your partner, and first and foremost, yourself. Why? Because if you don't please yourself, you're not going to please your partner properly, because you're not going to be into doing it. So like, comment, and follow, all that good stuff. So until next time, you guys.